Before we start the shiur today, I just need to notify, I'm afraid I might forget at the end of the shiur. The coming week, to my dismay, I will be in Chutzar, so be in America, so the shiur will not take place. So the coming shiur will be Be'ezah Hashem in 2 weeks' time, I think. That is the first night of Chanukah, Monday night in 2 weeks, I think so. I will check immediately. No, Tuesday night is the first night of Hanukkah, but the Shia Be'ezah Hashem will take place, not next week, but in 2 weeks, Monday night, the Siyata Dishmaya. Sunday night, yes. I seem to be a bit confused today. So in 2 weeks, Be'ezah Hashem, the next Shia. Vayishlach Yaakov Malach HaMaleisov. And Yaakov's message is, Imlov Angarti, Rashi says, Imlov Angarti, Letaryag Mitzvah Shomarti. And what seems obvious from Rashi, when the Gemara says, Kiyom Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna, it is not only Avraham Avinu, but obviously Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim, and so on. If Rashi says, Yimlov Angarti, V'taryag Mitzvah Shomarti, it seems to be quite obvious. It is not only Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach that Yaakov was diligent about, but Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti. We find a tremendous Chiddush in Rambam in three different sources in Rambam. And the Chiddush is so unique and so novel that many Achroinim have difficulty accepting this Chiddush. But the Rambam in three different sources maintain that a non-Jew could be Mekayim Taryag Mitzvah and he will receive Schar Min HaShomayim. Not Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach only. Not even Mitzvah Shebein Odom Lechaveiroi. There's a very famous Chiddush from the Netziv. The Netziv, in his Haskama to Ahavas Chesed of the Chofetz Chaim, writes a Chiddush that non-Jews are mechuyev in all the Mitzvah Shebein Odom Lechaveiroi. But the Rambam is mechadish, a non-Jew could perform Yiddish Mitzvahs, Taryag Mitzvahs. They'll wear tzitzis, they'll be mafish tzumas amaisis, and he will be mekabel sechal. Where do we find this Chiddush in Rambam? Three different sources. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, Masechet Tzumas, and Perusha Mishnah of the Rambam. The Rambam explains the Shita of Reb Shimon, Nochri Shetoram Tumosoi Tzumah, that a non-Jew that is mafresh tumas amaisis, the tumas amaisis are valid. And the Rambam explains, if a non-Jew cannot partake in our mitzvahs, then the tumah will have no validity. It would be totally void. The fact that a non-Jew could be mafresh tumas amaisis and kedushas atzumah is chal with his aprosha is because choyokim imunu b'sachar. And an angel is not mechuyev in tumas amaisis, but if he wishes to be mekayem tumas amaisis, then he has a mitzvah, and he receives reward, and therefore his afrosha is valid. Kach kosev Rambam, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Masechet Tumas, Perusha Mishnah, and that Mishnah is brought in the beginning of the second Perek in Masechet Kedushin, according to Reb Shimon, Nochri Shetoram Truma Soi Truma. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud in Hilchas Malachim, Halachat Tes. Hilchas Malachim is where the Rambam writes all the halachas of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And after the Rambam goes through the many details in Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, Kosev Rambam Malach Yud. B'nei Noach Sherotzo Lasis Mitzvah Mishar Mitzvahs HaTorah. Kedei Lekava Sechar. We do not prevent him from performing a mitzvah ki hilchoso. Im hei v'yoyle mekabla memenu, nosim tzedoka mekabla menenu, v'yireeli, shenois nosim aniye Yisrael. So the basic rule, but the Rambam writes, ben noach sherot zelaz es mitzvah mishar, mitzvah sato rekadeh lakabal tzachar, ein moine moisoi lasis oiso ki hilchoso. The Radbaz. On this spot, the Radbaz is mechadash of kichidush medarted ben avshay. And the Rambam writes, umekal mokoy, במצוות שצריכים קדושה וטהרה, כגון תפילן, סייפה תורה ומזוזה, אני חויכך להכניעו, שלא יניחו אויסום לאסויסום. So the Radbaz writes, אני חויכך להכניעו. And the formulation of this Radbaz, the nusach of the Radbaz, proves that he writes it in Svora. I assume, I think, writes the Radbaz, that those mitzvahs that involve a chetzed kedusha, tefillin, sefer Torah, mezuzah, we do not enable them to partake of those mitzvahs. And this proves that in the interpretation of the Radbaz, the Rambam doesn't essentially mean tzedakah and korbanos only, but the entire spectrum of mitzvahs. Ukepashtus v'shoyin Rambam, ben noyach sharot zarasis mitzvah mishar mitzvahs ha-Torah. The entire spectrum of mitzvahs. The examples that Rambam gives is korbanos and tzedakah. But that is only because we find in Shas, what is the din? Akum, noidrim, v'noidrim, nedorim, v'nedoves, ki yisrael, and we find the sugim bovabasa, that nochem give tzedakah. And that is the signon of the Rambam. He usually brings only the halachos that we find in the Talmud, in the Gemara. But the formulation of the Reisha, Benoach Sherot Sarazis Mitzvah Mishah Mitzvah Sator Kadela Kabal Sachar Ein Moina Moisa Nasa Soiso Ki El Chasa proves that a non-Jew could perform various mitzvahs and he will receive Sachar. And the Radbaz says, Tfilin Mezuzah Sefer Torah Na. That is the Chetzah Di Kiddusha. And only Yisrael Am Kiddushim should have a Kesha with the Chetzah Di Kiddusha. So when I visit various different yeshivas, primarily Toras Chaim in Moscow and other places throughout the world, yeshivas that deal with Kiruv, and there are places in the world where you do Kiruv, essentially part of the Talmidim ain't Jewish. When we first came to Russia and to try to bring the Jewish multitudes back home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was almost no families in which both parents were Jewish. Either the father was Jewish and the mother not, or the mother was Jewish. So when I visited the yeshiva, many of the boys, you know, were in yeshiva learning and davening in the process of Geirus. In a humorous way, when I came back from Teres Chaim the first time, I told a friend, I know that you're looking for a shidduch for your daughter, and I have a wonderful suggestion, a wonderful boy. He's a big lamdan. And he's a tremendous Yer Shamayim. And so I'm davening. I was inspired and I was moved. And he's also very intelligent. He has a university degree. The only problem might be he's not Jewish. I told him. That's, you know. All the rest, I think he's really fitting for your daughter. He's a great boy. So they asked me various shaylos. So I said the boy should not put on tefillin. And my feeling was they shouldn't even wear tzitzis, because tzitzis comes to remind us of Tariag Mitzvahs. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. But they learn Torah and they daven. So the Rambam writes, a goy could partake of Tariag Mitzvah Shebisol and he will receive Sachar. Source number three is in Hilchas Mila. And that is a surprise. That is somewhat of a surprise. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Mila, Peregimel, Halacha Zayin. And why is Mila surprised? Because Mila is Brisoi Shel Avraham Avinu. And there's a very well-known medrash that Avraham Avinu sits in Shari Gehenim, and he checks the people that are herded into Gehenim, and those that are chosim ba'ois b'skoidish, he doesn't let them into Gehenim. So how would he differentiate between a Yid and a Goy if we are entitled to circumcise, to give mitzvah smila to a non-Jew? Well, obviously Avraham Avinu knows how to differentiate between Ois Miskoidish, Shal B'nai Yisrael, and a Gentile that merely wants to receive Sechar Mitzvah. However, Kusav Rambam, Perikim Aloch Zayin, Mehilot Asmila, Goy Shet Zorach Lachtoi Kor Losoi Mipnei Mako Ishtin, Shino Elad Bo, Osel Yesor Lachtoi Oysa, Shagoyim Roy Malam Esim Edem Yisav Roy Maridan Yisro Leo. Viyavol Bishanas Es Mitzvah Berafu Azu, Sharei Lo Nishav Ana Mitzvah. Lafichoch Im Nishav En Hagoy Le Mila, Mutar Li Yisroel Lo Mul Oysa, Im Nishav En Hagoy Le Mila, Mutar li yisrael lomol oisa. So if his kavone is the mila, mutar li yisrael lomol oisa. So I know that some achronim, encountering this Rambam, and it was so remote to them to accept or understand that according to the Rambam, a goy could perform mitzvahs and he will be mekabel zechar, they want to be mefanish the Rambam that his kavone is to geiris. But that is an interpretation which is totally not only unreasonable but unacceptable. What's the chiddush mutar lomol oisai? Bechilo yadanu shegeiris. Geiris is a tremendous mitzvah. Is the Rambam mechadish in Hilchos Mila mutar lomol goy if he wants to be magaya? That's in Hilchos Asura Bia. There's an entire sugya of geiris that doesn't belong in Mila. The Rambam writes, if it's a medical procedure, then we should abstain. This is a sugya which we won't be dealing today. But Chazal in their time said that we should not engage in healing non-Jews. However, if his intention is to be Mekayem Mitzvah Mila, then we will perform Mila. So the Rambam once again goes to Shitosai. A guy is entitled to perform Tariyat Mitzvahs, and he will receive Schar. In a way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the idea. Otherwise, he wouldn't give snap. In a way, a non-Jew, if he wants to have somewhat of the shaykhus to Klal Yisrael, cherishing their mitzvahs, with no intention of geirus, they will receive snap. So the Rambam of Perkei the Hilchos Malachim writes it as a general rule. The chiddush in Hilchos Mila is, Ois bris kodesh, beini uveincho, a goy could partake. In this week's parasha, we learned the sugya of Dino and Achayank of Shimon Velevi. And the Ramban and all the commentators after the Ramban all deal, the Ramban actually, the Ramban Melchus Melochim and the Ramban al Toiro. Why did Shimon Velevi kill Anshei Shechem? Mechetom umapishom. Why did they deserve to be killed, to be destroyed? And there are many different interpretations. The Rambam writes that they were all grandinim. The Rambam writes they were all shoif chidomim and megalei arayis. The Chiddush Arim says, just like Chazal say, nochri she'osik b'toyra chayev nisa, nochri she'mal chayev nisa. Because Mila is the oisis ben HaKodesh Baruch Hu ben b'nei Yisroel. That's what the Chiddush Arim said, and obviously it goes against the Rambam. The Rambam writes that a Nachri not only is entitled to do mitzvah smila, and he isn't chayav misa, he will also receive sechar, according to what the Rambam explains in Perek Gimel in Masechet Tzumos. So this Rambam seems to be a tremendous Chiddush. Yes, so the sugya we are dealing with today is not the sugya of Shimon Velevi v'Anshei Shechem. In Minchas Osher al HaTorah there is a discussion about this sugya. I just brought the Chiddush Arim not because I want to get into the sugya of Shimon Velevi and Anshei Shechem, just because the interpretation, the mahalach of the Chiddush Arim is mistar, is contradicted by the Rambam that we just learned. So this Rambam is a tremendous solution. Does it bear any relevance, Halacha Lamaisa? Well, on the fringes, it might, but there's a very well-known discussion. What is the din of a kodeshin as gadol b'toich shemei sphere? Does he continue sphere's going with the bruch or without the bruch? And this is a discussion many are trying to deal with. It's yata d'shmaya. When we will reach the emes sphere, maybe we will discuss it at greater length. But this is a major discussion achronim. So, Minig HaOilam is a Kotin Shel Hizgadol B'Toich Shemei HaSfira continues counting Sfiras HaOilam with the Brocha. What would be the Din of Goy Shein Hizgayah Toich Shemei HaSfira? And he was in Yeshiva Sturzheim from day one on, and he counted Svira even though he was not yet Jewish. He didn't even skip one day. So would we say it's the same as a Kotna? Kotna is not about Chiyuva, and a Goy is not about Chiyuva? No, I don't think so. I think, by essence, it is light years apart. It is true, a Goy is entitled if he wishes to do so, but a Goy Shemitzvah and Yiddish Shemitzvah are two different, essentially, two different aspects in Mahus. They have nothing in common. The Goy will receive schar, but when he is Mizgaya, besides the idea, the concept, the halach of Gershon is going to cut Nishan Noiladom, essentially the mitzvahs are not of the same nature. It has nothing to do. A Kotn is not Bar Chiyuva, but it's Jewish as a Gadol is. And therefore, the days that he counted as a Kotn do count Bar HaShegiyah LaMitzvahs, for a Goy counts. Has no kesher for the mitzvahs he is to perform after he is nechmas lebris, and therefore, I think even in accordance to the shita of the Rambam, it has no relevance in the din of kotn shenas gaya b'toich hametz svira. We would not say the same regarding ger shenas gaya b'toich yemei asvira. The igras Moshe, Rav Moshe Yored Echelik Beis Simin Zayin, was asked about his opinion on the Rambam. And he is so adamant, Skenish Zayin can be. How could a Goy have a Shaychus with Yiddish Mitzvahs? And therefore he deals with each of the three sources in Rambam. And he writes, Perushim Rechoikim, O Emes Yore Darkoi, O Emes Yore Darkoi. That is the shit of the Rambam. So the Moshe has two arguments. One argument, it has no source in Shas. And this is a halacha which the Rambam cannot be mechadish medata benafshei. This is not something even the greatest of gedolim could be mechadish mesvara. This needs to have a source in Shas. So what I wish to do in today's shiur is to bring seven possible sources from Bavli, from Yerushalmi, from Midrashim, from which the Rambam obviously could have learned this tremendous chiddush. That the Moshe has another argument. Aflamed Aleph in Kedushin and some other sources in Shas, we find Rabbi Yosef said, Mireish Hava Yamina. Rabbi Yosef had a Hava Yamina. He once maintained, Godol Misha Eina Mitzvah Voice and a Misha Mitzvah Voice. A person that performs mitzvahs on a voluntary basis is greater, and he has a higher level, and he will receive more schar than a Mitzvah Voice, because the person that's Mitzvah Voice, he's just doing what is required. But Eina Mitzvah Voice, that is an oivet that came on a voluntary basis, is in a far greater spiritual height. And then Rabbi Yosef changed his opinion, and he says, God la mitzvah voice of Mamisha, ain't I mitzvah voice? I'm going to show them there are two explanations why a mitzvah voice would be greater than Misha and mitzvah voice. So the Moshe has an argument like this. According to the Rambam, when a goy performs a mitzvah, he's godl. Then a Jew that performs the same is because he has an enemy of a voice, according to the Rabbi Yosef Habermin. How could Rabbi Yosef have a Habermin that a non-Jew performs a mitzvah and it makes more nachas ruach for Kodesh Baruch Hu and it's more precious than when a Yid is makayim a mitzvah? That's impossible. And therefore, one cannot say that a goy could be makayim Yiddish a mitzvah. That's what Moshe's argument. What? Well, he definitely is a no mitzvah. However, Rav Azman, I could guess what you're trying to say. Let me say it, and I assume you will agree. Probably it's the same. Mitzvah v'oisa, v'ayna mitzvah v'oisa, is only one of a great array of yesoides that determine how precious a mitzvah is. It is not the only yardstick. It is only one of many. A yid that's mitzvah v'oisa is greater than a mitzvah v'oisa. According to the Gersha Sabamina, a Jew that's a mitzvah v'oisa greater than mitzvah avos. In the same token, we would say Anochi she'ein mitzvah avos is greater than Anochi she'mitzvah avos. But there are additional factors. Chaviven Yisrael she'niku bonim lemokot. Chibi yaseder nidas lohem she'niku bonim lemokot. Every human being is precious to a certain degree. The Tosfos Yomtov, another Meforshim and Mishnah, say Chovev Odom she'nivra b'tzelem is every human being. They were all created b'tzelem Elokim. Odom Arishim nivru b'tzelem Elokim. So when Rabbi Kiva says in Masechet Ovis Chovev Odom she'nivra b'tzelem, that includes every human being. But then Rabbi Kiva goes on to say, Chaviven Yisrael she'nikru borim l'mokim, Chibi Yaseder Nadas Rem she'nikru borim l'mokim. So the difference between a Jew performing mitzvahs and a non-Jew performing mitzvahs is 1,000 or 1,000,000 light years. Jews amongst themselves, non-Jews amongst themselves, that is a different question. The voluntary one or the mandatory one, which one is greater? And that was the Havamah and the Nitzkon of Rav Yosef. But that is only one factor. That is only one question, one yardstick. So when a Jew performs a mitzvah, it is far more precious to a Kodesh Baruch Hu than an non-Jew performing that same mitzvah, regardless of whether he's mitzvah voice or ain't mitzvah voice. And therefore, I don't think that is an argument that carries much weight. It definitely isn't sufficient to reject Pashtus Divrei Rambam. And when we learn the Rambam in its Pashtus, it is very clear that that is the Shitta of the Rambam. But once again, we're dealing with the big Chiddush, of which many of the great Achronim were not aware. The Moshe Baruch Haim HaKodesh in Pashtus Yisoy writes the Pashtus. He writes that a Goy could have no chelik besides Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We do not find that a Goy could partake in our mitzvahs, he has no shaykhus. And that is what the Baruch Haim writes the Pashtus. And the Chazanish writes the same in Yoreh Deya Simin Samechei Ozvot. What is the sugya the Chazanish is dealing with? Or this all Samech Dalet? Who is a Ger Toshev? How do we define a Ger Toshev, and which non-Jews have the din of a Ger Toshev? A Ger Toshev has very distinct halachas. Halacha number one, he is entitled to live in Eretz Yisrael. The non-Jews that are not willing to take upon themselves the halachas of Ger Toshev are not entitled to be amongst us in Eretz Yisrael. Ger Toshev could live in our land. The other halacha is Ger Toshev at the mitzvah lach yoisoi. We need to care for them. We need to provide for their needs. We need to take care of them as we do with our brethren. So who has defined the Ger Toshev? Three different shittas in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah of Samech Dalet. According to one shitta, every non-Jew shekiver al atzmai lo lavoid avodah zarah. Minimal requirement. He is not an idol worshipper. He is not an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. He could be a Ger Toshev. Opinion number two, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. It is not enough not to be an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. He needs to take upon himself Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Opinion number three, Kivar Atzmai Kol HaTorah Kol HaYorichon Avelis. Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Chazanish, Yoreh Deya Simin Samechei wonders, why would there be any significance in a goy taking upon himself Tarek Mitzvahs? What kesha does he have with Tarek Mitzvahs? Midr Mishosha Izbu asks the Chazanish, what does that mean? It means nothing. What kesha does a goy have with Tarek Mitzvahs? That he would be defined as a Ger Toshev only if he takes upon himself Tarek Mitzvahs. So the Chazanish writes a pshat, an idea, which I think is extremely unreasonable. He writes, he's just going through the act like a clown, but we require him to do the Tarek Mitzvah, that our children shouldn't learn from him to violate those same mitzvahs, and therefore we expect and demand from a Ger Toshev, you gotta be Mekayim Tarek Mitzvahs, come to shul, put on tefillin, put on tzitzis. Why? The Chazanish writes, means nothing. But we don't want our children to see people that don't put on tefillin and don't put on tzitzis and aren't Mekayim the mitzvahs, and therefore we require a Ger Toshev to be the Mekayim Tayeg Mitzvah Shabbatah. That is what the Chazanish writes. And I think it's a Perish Rochek Agla Ma'oid, which is just based on the fact that the Chazanish found difficulty in giving any significance to a mitzvah that a non-Jew would be mekayim. And to me, it's a pella. Chazanish mora de kula talmuda. You know, no one is greater than a chazan. I say many times, Chazanish in my eyes is like a rishon. But he did not seem to be aware of these three Rambams, and the Rambam writes, Beferish, that a goy could take upon himself to be mekayim other mitzvahs, Yiddish mitzvahs, and he is mekabel sechar. So the pasha says, Gemara Mesiasov, the feed of the Chazanish. So the Moshe writes, where did the Rambam pick this up? I mean, how could the Rambam be Mechad Shaloka that has no source anywhere in the Gemara? So I would like to just touch briefly seven different sugyas that we find in Bavli, in Yerushalmi, and on Medrochem, and each of these seven sugyas could be a basis of the Rambam to be Mechadish this Gevaldik Yiddish, that a goy could be Mekayim Yiddish mitzvahs, and they have significance. First of all, we started off this Shia. Yankov says, Imlov and Garati, Rashi is Mefarish, the source is a Medrash, but Tariyag Mitzvah Shemarati. And Yankov wasn't the first. He wasn't the only one. Yankov obviously saw Yitzchak and the Zayda of Rome. Kim Avon, Reincolator, Kulad, Shalai Nutna. And there is a major discussion among the Rishonim. The Ovis Lifnei Matan Torah, what was their din? Did they have a din Yisor or a din Ben Noyach? And the Mishnah Merech wrote an entire Sefer. Sefer Proshas, the Chacham of the Mishnah Merech. The Mishnah Merech was one of the greatest Lamdonim of all the Achronim. Nobody, no Lamdon, isn't familiar with the Mishnah Merech. But one of the Sefer Mishnah Merech was Proshas, the Chacham of the Torah, and most of the Sefer is busy with the question, what was the din of us? Did they have a din Yisol or a din Benoyach? Obviously, if they had a din Benoyach, and this is a matter discussed not only by the Mishnah Melech and Prosh Hazochem, the Ramban. The Ramban deals with this question, and the Ran, Chidush Aran, and Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, and the Rashi and Kiddush and Daf Nun Ches. There are many sources in the Rishonim. So my question is, if the Ovis had a din of Ben Noyach, and nevertheless, they were Makayim Tariag Mitzvahs, would this prove that a Ben Noyach could take upon himself the Kiyum of Tariag Mitzvahs, and it means something? One could reject this raya, and I think he would be right. Because I think a few weeks ago, in one of the first shiurim we gave on Chumash Bereishis, I mentioned that Reb Chaim Brister made a very simple argument. And it's so pushed that if it wouldn't be Reb Chaim, I would say it, everyone would say it. But it bears far more weight if Reb Chaim said it, so Reb Chaim argued. Akan lo yinechlak urashoinim. Only in the din of the Ovis, whether they had a din Yisor or a din Benoyach. But essentially, only a total fool would think that the Ovis were goyim. The Tata Avrom is given Ayi, and Yitzchok, and Yankiv. Rav Algman says a young and a Shtaymo. I don't know. Maybe a Kneich? I won't wonder if it would be a Tarbush. I don't know. I don't know whether it was a chassid or a litvak, or maybe a safari. I have no idea. But he was Jewish. Klal Yisrael and Kedushas Yisrael starts off with Avraham Avinu v'bris beina v'sorim. Ein koyren oveser al shloishos. Rav Chaim said the others were in the bnei noyach. The question that Rishonim and Achronim deal with is it possible that there should be a din Yisrael if nation is not Yisrael? If name Matan Torah, how could there be a Din Yisrael? Din Yisrael was not yet given. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared on Har Sinai and he gave Torah Moshe to Klal Yisrael, how could there be a Din Yisrael? But Kedushas Yisrael and the essence of Klal Yisrael definitely started with Avraham Avinu. And therefore we cannot learn from Avraham Avinu to Bnei Noach HaDorosayim. However, there's a tremendous Chiddush in Tosfos Bava Metzia Daf Ayin. And Bava Metzia Daf Ayin state in Gemara that a guy that abstains from Ribis is Makabel Sachar. And Tosfos says, why? Ribis is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. And Tosfos offers two different explanations. Number one, Gezel the B'nai Noyach includes the entire system of Mumin. Different than Bnei Yisrael, not Dinim, Gezel. The Yisrael of Gezel from Bnei Noach includes the entire spectrum of Choshe Mishpot. In Torah Yisrael, there are different mitzvahs. Geneva, Gezela, Einoa, Ribis. Each one of these is a separate lav. But Tosfos argues, by Bnei Noach, the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are fundamentals, general principles, and they include many of different mitzvahs. So Tosfos says, Gezel the Bnei Noach would include others. That's one shot. The other pshat, says Tosfos, Goyim are not mitzvah and ribis, but nevertheless, if he's Mekayim ribis, he gets zachar. So Tosfos is the one, and Bava Metzia defined, that argues, we could learn from Avraham Avinu shekiyem kol ha'Torah kula ad shelo nitna, that hu hadin liyacham matan Torah, a guy that takes upon himself to abstain from ribis is mekabel zachar. So obviously that could be shittas Rambam in the same logic as we find in Tosfos Bava Metzia defined, and from Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu shekiyem kol ha'Torah kula ad shelo nitna, we learn that the same rule applies to Bnei Noach Leachah Matan Torah. They are Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kulo, they are Mekabel Tzachar. Because the one that draws this comparison is Tosfos and Bava Metzia defined, so this definitely could be source number one. Source number two is the Gemara we find in Avodah Zarah Gimel Amud Aleph, Bava Kama Amud Ches Amud Aleph, in a very well known phrase from Chazal. Afilu akim sha'oisig b'teira aleihu ki koyin godo. So the Gemara asks in both sources, nachri sha'oisig b'teira chayev misa. The Gemara answers, b'sheva mitzvahs didei. A boy cannot learn our mitzvahs if he learns Masechet Bava Metzia or Bava Kama. No. Nachri sha'oisig b'teira chayev misa. But in his sheva mitzvahs, and maybe that includes Ribbis, Elchus Ribbis and Yeredea, according to one Teretz and Tosfos and Bava Metzia, Alech Kohen Gadol. Well, if it would be Hechsher Mitzvah Belvad, how would it be Kohen Gadol? So obviously, when a guy learns Torah, those parts of Torah that he is entitled to learn, obliged to learn, it is the essence of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, and therefore it elevates him to a madrega that Chazal say, "Harayu kikoyin God." A goy is a mitzvah in Talmud Torah. He has seven mitzvahs. He needs to learn the halachas of those seven mitzvahs, but that is only hechsher mitzvah. The reason he needs to learn the halachas of those seven mitzvahs is just he needs to know how to perform his misses his obligation. But if Chazal say Arayu Kikoyin Gadol, Yekorehi Mepninim, that means essentially it has a mile of Talmud Torah, and therefore it is maybe from here that the Rambam learned a guy that is Makai misses that he is not mitzvah, taking Talmud Torah as an example, it has a chashivus. However, in reality, I always had difficulty understanding this Mama Chazal, Harayu Kikoyin Gadol. Well, there is one Shevet in Klal Yisrael that is above all the others, but Malas HaKadusha, and that is Shevet HaKoyanim, Nikidashto. And the Kohen Gadol is the holiest of the holiest, one Shevet of Klal Yisrael, and Nanshu that learns Torah is Kikoyin Gadol. Seems to be a tremendous exaggeration. So sometimes Chazal speak the Derech Guzma, that it always troubled me. How could it be? The Smak, one of the Balei HaTosfos, Sefer Mitzvahs called in the Smak, in his introduction to a Sefer, is a very interesting pshat. When Chazal say, Nachri Sheyosek B'Torah Aleich and Kohen Gadol, they don't mean to compare a Nachri that learns his mitzvahs to a Kohen Gadol. Doesn't make basic sense. Chazal mean to say, just like amongst us, amongst Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol is the most important of all people, Nachri Sheyosek B'Torah is the most important of all Gentiles. That is what Chazal mean to say, and that is the pshat of one of the Rishonim, the smack and the introduction to his Sefer. Another very interesting revelation or makor that I found in this area is a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Nosai. The same mamar is in Medrash Rabbah, but the lotion there is Nochi sheyosek b'Torah v'nes gayer harayu kekoyen gadol sheyosek b'Torah v'nes gayer. So he's a girl, but if studying Torah brought him to Geiret, don't be mezalzel, don't push him aside. He is as precious as a kohen gadol. So the lotion of the Medrash is Nochi sheyosek b'Torah v'nes gayer harayu kekoyen gadol. Doesn't really fit in with the Gemara, because the Gemara asks, how could he be Kohen Gadol? Nochi Shosik B'Torah Chayav Misa. And the Gemara says, B'Sheva Misa's Didei. If the Gemara is Nochi Shosik B'Torah Chayav Misa's Gaya, like the Rosh and the Medrash, so what is the problem of Nochi Shosik B'Torah Chayav Misa? Another interesting Rambam in the same Sugi is the last Halacha in Shmitah V'Yoy. The Rambam writes, after explaining the uniqueness of Shevet Levi, their obligations and their privileges, that I'm right. The Lord Shevet Levi Bilvad, El Kol Ish Vish Mekol Boi Oilom, Asher Nogu Liboi Vehim Vinam Edoi, Harion Is Kadosh Kodesh Kudishim, Kol Ish Vish Mekol Boi Oilom. Kol Boi Oilom would include Chinese, Japanese, Americans, Scandinavians, Arabs. Kolish veish mekol boi yoilom. Hareyun is kadosh kodesh, kodesh, like Shevet Kohuna. So once again, I feel kolish veish mekol boi yoilom. Asher not voivul. Rabino medoy. Damed leshef lefineshem lov deshor. So you cannot possibly do that without the kones of this. If he is so close to a kodesh bohu, then obviously, he wants to be one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people. So maybe the Kavanah of the Rambam is like the Medrash I just quoted. Ultimately, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to be one of his chosen few. And the Kavanah is Kol Ish V'Ish Mekol Bo Yodim, the ultimate key. Out of such total devotion and conviction is Mizgayel, and he becomes one of us. Maybe that is the Pshat of the Rambam. So anyway, this is source number two. The Gemara, which is all a gimel, for the Kamal on the Ches, Nochi Shiyosik Betoira, Harehu Kegayin Golem. Source number three is the Gemara and Avodah Zorah. One of the three shittas in the Gemara. Who was the Gerat Roshav? Kibbutz Lachma, Kotel Kul of Yerukon Avodahs. So the Chazanish wonders, does his mitzvahs have any significance? I think the Pshat of the Chazanish is very far fetched, very unreasonable. His mitzvahs mean nothing. We just expect him to go through the motions, go through the act. I think we need to be machanach our children. There are people that are different. You know, they ain't Jewish, so we don't expect them to do everything. Yes, we would expect them to dress up modestly and to have a code of conduct which is acceptable, but why would we expect them to plant for them in citizen and to shuckle the lulav and to sit in the sukkah? How would that affect the chunuch of our children? So I think the pshat of the Chazanish is very unreasonable. The Rambam had learned the Gemara Kepashtis, and the Rambam proved from this Gemara, if a Ger Toishel, according to one of the three opinions in the Gemara, is expected to take upon himself all the mitzvahs. Obviously, when a guy does take upon himself those mitzvahs, it bears significance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain level of Nachas Ruach. Otherwise, why would that define a Ger Toishel? So some people ask, the Gemara says, Kibbalas Mekotel Kula Baruch Navedas. Why would Navedas be an exception? Very simple. Because the Pusik says, Anavela Leger Asher Bishulechu Tiknei Navochel. So if the Torah says, we give him the Navedas, then how would we expect him not to eat Navela? That is why Navela is the only mitzvah which would be an exception.
Is that the Shita
of the Rambam? No. It's not a contradiction, because it is not necessarily the definition of a Ger Toishev. A Ger Toishev needs to take upon himself what he is mechuyev, not what he could take upon himself voluntarily. But the Rambam proves from that shita that if he volunteers to perform other mitzvahs, it has significance, and he's mekabel tzachar. That doesn't necessarily mean that the halacha needs to be according to that shita. The Rambam passes Sheva Mitzvahs Menoyach because it is enough if he takes upon himself what he is obligated to take upon himself, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu demands from him, and he doesn't have to go beyond that to achieve the status of a Keratosh. Koyeheles Rabo Perek Aleph. There's a very interesting Medrash, and the Medrash speaks about Laos and Lavoi. And the Medrash says, Laos and Lavoi, a Kodesh Baruch Hu would be Moitzi a Keruz. What is a Keruz? It will be announced. It will be announced throughout the world. Call me Shaloyachal Bosachaza Yavoy Beyitl Sacharoy. And there will be a huge line. Huge. 100, 200 million people. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu won't like that line. No, something is wrong. Because all the Muslims will stand together with us in that line. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make, no, announcement number two. There was a mistake. Kol Shalai Yochal Nevela Sitzreifes Vishkotzim V'Ramoshim Yovai V'Yitl Tzchoroi, and it will dwindle down to a much shorter queue. So the Yosid Lavoi, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, Kol Mishalai Yochal Bosachazel Yovai V'Yitl Tzchoroi. Well, it's not included in Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It is something they made up for themselves, so why would they deserve any sechar? Even announcement number two, Kol Shalai Yochal, Nevelis Atevis Kotzim V'Ramoshim, as some of the non-Jews would say, yes, I mean, this is something we observe. Obviously, they will be Mekabel Sechar. This could be an other source for the Rambam. Source number five is the Gemara in Churin Dav Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Shloishim mitzvahs shekiblu aleihem b'nei noyach ve'eino mikayim in elo. Shloishim. B'nei noyach took upon themselves 30 mitzvahs, and they only perform 3, 10%. Rashi says, I don't know what this Gemara means. What are the 30 mitzvahs? We are aware of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. The Ramami Pano says that when we put together all the different shittas in Sanhedrin, that Nun Ches, that Nun Tes, the various different shittas, what are the Sheva Mitzvahs? We reach 30. Well, I counted, and it's far from 30. No, it doesn't reach 30. It's an idea, but the arithmetic doesn't add up. It's not 30. So obviously the understanding of the Rambam was there were mekabel al asman various mitzvahs beyond Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And that's a Gemara Churin Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. Maybe this is the raya of the Rambam, that a goy could take upon himself voluntarily different mitzvahs, even though it is not included in his chiyuv. And we find similar memorim in Yerushalmi Avodah Zorah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Bavli deals with goyim that took upon themselves shloisha mitzvahs in the past. Yerushalmi speaks about the future. In Avodah Zorah Daf Gimel, Chazal deal with what will transpire la'asad lovely when a Kodesh Baruch will bring the Geula Shleima. And all the nations will come together and try to plea and try to bargain. We were so good to the Jews, they will all say. We were so good to the Jews. What a chutzpah. You know, the Romans will say, whatever we did, we just did for the Jews. And the Persians will say the same. And they will ask, give us some mitzvahs, and we will prove our dedication. So the Yerushalmi says that the Yosef Lavoi, they'll take upon themselves, they'll put on tefillin, they'll wear tzitzis. Obviously assuming that, you know, it will mean something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we find a similar medrash in Bereishis Rabba Parashat Tzadik Ches, and this all fits into the same context of the Gemara in Churin Tzadik Beis. So the Yerushalmi and the Medrash speak about the future, the Gemara speaks about the past, but all these memorim seem to add up to the basic idea, the basic assumption that a goy took Pam take upon himself different mitzvahs, even though they are beyond Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Source number 6 or number 7 is the Yerushalmi in the Mai Yud Beis on the Dalav Din with the question whether we could give Tevel for a non-Jew. So some of them, unfortunately, the Yerushalmi say the problem is our making use of Tevel and giving for a non-Jew, but the Pnei Moshe says we're dealing with a guy that took upon himself the mitzvah of Tumas Amisus, and therefore we should not be machshel him with Achilas Tevel. So this Yerushalmi could be an additional source to the Chiddush of the Rambam that a non-Jew, if he wishes to perform different mitzvahs above and beyond his obligation, mitzvahs that have no shachas with Sheva mitzvahs Me'anoyach, nevertheless he would be Mekamal Sechah. So we brought 7 different sources from Bavli, from Yerushalmi, from the Medish, possible sources from which the Rambam could derive this tremendous Chiddush, but it is quite clear that 3 different sources are Rambam, as we quoted at the beginning of this year, in Hilchas Malachim, in Hilchas Mila, and in Parasha Mishnah regarding Tumas Amisus, Peregimel Mishnah Tes of Masechtas Tumas, and this is a big Chiddush which many Achronim weren't aware of, as I quoted in the beginning of this year. The Meiri seems to be unique between other Rishonim, and he seems to have a more compassionate and lenient view generally towards non-Jews that we find in most other sources in Torah She'bal Peh. In Bava Kamma, in Vilna Shas, the Flamaches Medalas, the Kufu Gimel Medalas, when the Gemara deals with monetary issues, Bein Yisrael Lenochri, and the Torah gives some more rights to a Jew than to a non-Jew. And in Vilna Shas, there are 2 little paragraphs on the side of the daf taken from Shittim Kabetzes, quoting the Meiri, that these halachas regard only the non-Jews of yore, the barbarians. But those amongst whom we dwell today, and that was written 800 years ago, who are decent, they are religious, they believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore we should relate to them the same way as we relate to our brethren. That is in the Vilna Shas. I gave a shir in the Yarchet Kala in the Mira a few days ago. So he asked for a Gemara, and I was brought Maran Gemaras, and I didn't find those 2 Agos. When I say Maran Gemaras, I don't mean something, you know, out of consensus. I mean Shatan Shlein and Noiz Lahoda. I don't know why they took that out. So maybe they were aware of the Sam Soifam. In Shalat Tshuva a Teres Chachomim, the Tshuvas of the Baruch Taf, one of the greatest Gedolim 200 years ago, the Baruch Frankel. I tremendously admire the Baruch Taf. And in Sim Yud Alad HaChayshim Mishpat, there is a correspondence between the Baruch Taf and the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, what they printed in Vilna Shas and Bava Kamma is Dvorim Zorim, Lo Yotzum Epikachoi V'mitzvah L'machkoi. It's a mitzvah to erase and take out of there. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. A tremendous Chiddush. So maybe Schottenstein and Eisvahoda were aware of that Shuvah of the Baruch Tam. I don't know. Maybe they had some different criteria, but it took them 15 minutes to find an old Gemara for me, an old Poshet of Vilna Shas, in which those 2 paragraphs of Shittim Kametzes are printed on the daf. The Chassam Sofer is extremely unreasonable. 200 years ago, in the days of the Chassam Sofer, we didn't have the Meiri. So all we had is the quote from Shittim Kabetzes, and the Chassam Sofer argued, why are some a Pikachu? Today, we have the new Meiri, and that is based on a manuscript of Ksav Yad of the Meiri. And the Chassam Sofer wasn't aware that at least 10 places in the Meiri, it's not only in Bava Kamma, in many different places, the Meiri has a very inclusive approach to Goyim. And Bein Hashar, Bein Hashar, when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Nunches, Nochri She'osik B'Torah Chayavisa, the Meiri writes that if he wants to learn Torah to appreciate Chochmas Yisrael, then he is entitled to do so, and we will teach him, which is a tremendous chiddush we do not find in any other tradition. So we could say, you know, it's a falsification, which isn't reasonable. You know, 10 times in the Meiri, And if anybody wanted to falsify, why dafka with the Meiri, and why didn't he do it with many other Rishayim? And it is the Ksav Yad of the Meiri. One could argue, maybe he wrote it Min Tzorchein, the Seichel Toiv Be'enei Hagoyim, maybe the Pachad of the Censors, but historically, we do not find. I mean, you know, anything we find in the Shoinim, could we just guess why he wrote it? Obviously, that was the shit of the Meiri. It is not mainstream. We do not find it in the Rambam, or the Tur, or the Ramban, or the Rashba, but it is the shit of one of the Rishayim, who was generally more lenient and more inclusive towards different aspects of non-Jews, and he was more embracing than the other Rishayim. Not meaning to say that that should be the Halacha Psuka. You know, our Mesorah is based primarily on the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rishayim, leading to the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch. However, but this obviously is the opinion of one of the Rishayim. So in this week's parasha, we learn about the encounter. Could I have a Chumash Bereishis if it's not a term? The encounter, the faithful encounter between Yaakov and Esav. When Yaakov, being extremely worried, prepares for this encounter. After Esav vowed to kill Yaakov, and Yaakov had to flee, being prodded by Yitzchak and Rivka to flee, to run away, to go to Lavan. And after years, finally, they meet. Vayiro Yaakov miyoid v'yetzalai. Rashi writes, why was he afraid? Shemo yigem hachet. V'yachat tzuvah masharito v'yatzatzoi v'sabuka v'agmaram l'shnei machanois v'yoymo. Im yove eitzal ravachnu machas v'yko v'hoi v'amachane hanisho lefleito. Rashi explains the way Yaakov prepares for his meeting, being afraid, letfilah, ledoron, velemelchama. Vahoyu amachane hanisha lefleito, hitkin atzmo leshloish dvorim, ledoron, letfilah, velemelchama. The Ramban, in his general approach to Yaakov the Avinu, being expressed in many different parashiyos and sefer Bereishis, that a man explains, our destiny and the future of Klal Yisrael is indicated in this parasha. And then Ramban writes, L'doyro Yisraelam, we will be faced with adversity, with tragedy, with strife. And Yaakov taught us, L'tfila, L'doyro, L'malchama. Three different areas in which we should always be mishtadel. Starting off with tefillah. Davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nemtzachem v'seichel toiv v'enei erukim v'odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be with us. L'dairin. Dairin in its modern version probably would be defined as diplomacy. Or l'malchama. Ultimately, l'malchama. So the Ramban writes, that is what Yaakov teaches us throughout the ages. We all know Masa of a Siman Labonim. The Ramban goes beyond Masa of a Siman Labonim, and the Ramban in the first passage in Chumash Shemois coins a new phrase, a new idea. Masa of a Yitzira Labonim. Creation. What the others did, they molded our future. They affected the form and the shape of our destiny. Masa of his Yitzira Labonim writes the Ramban, and not only Siman Labonim, but in this Ramban, in this week's parsha, we learn that Masa of his Hoyroa Labonim, it is also instructive. And Yaakov teaches us how to deal with our relationships, with our surroundings, with different peoples, with different nations, in Golas, and coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Letfila, Bedoyrin, Benamalchon. And the man goes on to explain, Im Yava Yaser al Amachna Huachas Vyiko, Vaho Amachna Hanisho la Plato, the Rambam writes, this is part of the Jewish experience. Im Yava Yaser al Amachna Huachas Vyiko, Vaho Amachna Hanisho la Plato. And we see this throughout history. When Jews were persecuted in Spain, they fled to Portugal. And when the Inquisition came to Portugal, they went to Holland and to Poland, the wandering Jew. But there was always some safe haven somewhere. And that is what Yaakov defines our future and our destiny. And the Rabban goes on, when Yaakov is the Yachas of Sawam, Shtei Machanois, the Rebach Tasimu Ben Eidel La Eidel, the Rambam writes, it is also part of our story, the story of the Jews. We face tragedy many times, but they're always between one Gezerah and the other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a period of calm and serenity to rebuild and replenish in Ruchnius, in Gashmius, from Churban Bayis Rishon to Churban Bayis Shini, from one tragedy to the other. We cannot understand our destiny. But what Yaakov taught his children in this faithful encounter, this is in a capsule, capsulated the entire story of Golus. Revach Tasimo Ben Eida Laida. And ultimately, Ad Avoy El Adoni Seiro, Chazal say, he never came to Soyo. That is La'osad Lova. La'olu Mushiyam Bahar Tzion, Lishpoit Ez Har Eso, V'hoiso La'Shem HaMelucho. That is what Yaakov said, Ad Avoy El Adoni Seiro. When the Rambam says Masa Avos Yetzira Labonim, he is referring to all three of us. However, Yaakov is unique. Yaakov is the one that gave us the koyach to prevail in the long and terrible gods. I spoke about this idea last week. Avon Tikkun Shachas Yitzchok Mincha, Yaakov Avos. Yaakov Avos, because night symbolizes Golus, dark and tragic days in which sometimes we didn't even see a glimmer of light. Yaakov Tikkun Avos. And when Yaakov leaves Eretz Canaan and he goes to Eretz Mitzrayim, the Ramban says, Yaakov Soleh L'Klal Yisrael Es HaDerech B'Golus. And it is in the merit and the source of Yaakov Avinu that we could prevail against all odds in the most miraculous of ways. That is the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. So the interpretation, the perish of the Ramban in this parasha, every pasuk, indicates, and it is a remez, different stages and the siyata d'shmaya that is with us throughout the ages in this long and terrible one. Let us hope the Korah b'yameinu on the schus of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov should once again meet Esav ad Avoy el Adoni Seiro v'oru Mushiyam b'har Tzion lishpatas al Esav v'hoiso l'Hashem hamelicho b'biyaz goel tzedek v'mheiro v'yameinu amein. I once again apologize. Next week we will have no shiur, coming shiur 2 weeks time.